Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Book of Clothing, Chapter 117. An Sumrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ilbisu al-bayyad, fa inna adhara wa atyab, wa kaffinu fiha mawtaakum, ra'an mislai wa al-hakim, qala hadithun sahih. An Sumrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, wear white garments because they are purest and excellent, and enshroud your deceased in them as well. As Sumrah radiallahu anhu, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, wear white garments, clothes, because they are purest and excellent, and enshroud deceased in them as well. When in Bara radiallahu anhu, kana Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam marbu'un wa laqad ra'aytuhum fi hulatin hamra ma ra'aytu shay'an qattu ahsana minhum. Muttafaqun alayhi. As Bara radiallahu anhu, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was of average height. I saw him in red suit. I never saw anything more beautiful than him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Bara radiallahu anhu, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was of average height. I saw him in a red suit. I never saw anything more beautiful than him, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa ashabihi wa sallam. So obviously the most handsome of men, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He wasn't too tall and wasn't short, medium built. Every portion of his body was beautifully built. Beautiful. He was, and imagine, not pure like bright red or yellowish saffroni that's prohibited, but reddish. Rasulullah had a suit on like that. So how beautiful did Rasulullah look? With any type of clothes, Rasulullah looked beautiful. But with some other type of, you know, special clothes, even more beautiful, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we're white. We read the hadith, the first hadith, to ilbisu min thiyabikum al-biyaz fa'inna min khayri thiyabikum akafiru fiyam awtaikum. And also bury your disease. You know, your disease, also their kafan is white too. It reminds you of death, white does. We go to ihram, the ihram is in white clothes too. Also atyab, because say a little bit of blood falls on it, you can see it straight away. A little bit of urine falls on it, you can see it straight away. That's why it's atyab, because you can purify it straight away, you clean it straight away. See, if you have dark clothes, like this, if some urine fell on it, some blood fell on it, you can't see blood on this. On white clothes, you'll see it straight. So that's why it's even atyab too, and it's beautiful. So we're white. So we should have a habit of wearing white, at least, maybe on Fridays or sometimes in the week too, like all white clothes, white top, white bottom. So try to wear it, to follow the hadith of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam.